They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
It is the Business News Hour, and with us is the Chief Learning Officer at Taro International. Her name is Deborah Renner. And if you were with us about a month and a half ago or so, you know that Deborah and I engaged in a quiz of sorts. We were talking about etiquette. And I fear that she has one cooked up for us today as well. Hey, Deborah.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing wonderfully, thank you.
We're going to have a quiz on what is said without words.
What is said without, mm-hmm. you know, for a verbal person like me, you know, that's going to be really tough. Because yeah, my world lives in the world of words. Yes, yeah, so
absolutely.
All right,
are you ready?
Here we go. She's going to hit me right off the. We don't even warm up for this stuff. I mean, I haven't even done calisthenics yet, and she's got a quiz. All right. What do we got?
All right. So this one is a true or false. You'll decide.
Okay.
A smile is one of the few forms of nonverbal expression that has the same meaning all over the world.
I think that would be. A false, I believe.
You're right.
Oh.
It is false, actually. In Asia, a smile can actually be expressed in its covering up embarrassment, perhaps, or disappointment. And so we can't necessarily translate what we see nonverbally as meaning the same thing it might mean if there's a cultural connotation, because it could be for a different purpose. It could be the same expression, but actually communicating something completely different.
You know what we didn't do, Deborah, when we started this? I was so anxious to get into the quiz. I really was. I was going, oh, cool. We get to take a test. I didn't lay out your background mm-hmm. is in etiquette, yes?
It is in business etiquette, and it's also in intercultural competence.
Yes.
And in, yes, international protocol. And so some of these are going to be, well, most of them are going to be things that would be, have kind of an international bent to them.
And because we are such a global economy today, I mean, we've seen what tariffs have done. We've seen all mm-hmm. of it in Europe and Canada, how intertwined we are. Mm-hmm. And so if we're making a faux pas,
sometimes we don't even realize
yeah.
it. And that's because we don't really realize the message behind the nonverbals. And in U.S., I would say we're a very direct speaking culture. And so most of it is going to be the words, and we rely on
yes.
the words. But there are cultures where they're more high context, and they're going to rely on nonverbals and on silence. And those things are actually saying something.
Okay. All right. So the smile. We got the smile question down. So let's see what else we have.
Here's another one. This one's interesting. The number of different communicative expressions that Americans can make with their face. I'm going to give you some numbers. 6, 33, 50, or 120.
Oh.
This is just with their face, and this is Americans.
This
the
is
nonverbals
Americans.
That Americans use.
I have no idea. I'm just going to stab at 50.
You know, it's kind of like picking the bottle of wine that's medium
yeah, right.
priced. You can't go wrong, too low or too high. It's actually 33.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. 33.
So 33 different facial expressions mm-hmm. that Americans do.
Mm-hmm. We think of frowning, we think of smiling, we think of squinting our eyes, but actually there's about 33 different expressions that we tend to normally use.
And are all of those expressions, Deborah, are they all... Come on, Michael.
Well, your face is your biggest communication
yeah.
center. Yeah.
But do they all mean the same thing? Depending on the environment, yes?
That is a really good consideration. It would probably, because rolling my eyes mm-hmm. might be an expression, And that could mean probably have several ways to be translated based on the context of the situation. But we don't often realize that our face is like our biggest communication center. People are reading our face. And a lot of times people are very unconscious as to what their facial expression is, or at tarot we say just have one. But there's a lot, there's 33 different expressions you might actually be making with your face.
Is it possible to overreact with facial expressions?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's going to, when you overreact with your facial expression, that intensifies whatever the message was. So it's going to play along with your message, and it's going to affect the intensity of it.
Okay. Deborah Reiner, ladies and gentlemen, Chief Learning Officer. And number two, I didn't do so well. 33 facial expressions. All right.
Let's try this one. All right. You're going to try to guess what percentage of time two negotiators from the following countries maintain eye contact during a typical negotiation session. All right. So if you have, you're going to try to guess three different cultures.
Okay.
Two Japanese, how much eye contact would they have? What percentage? Two Americans. And then two Brazilians.
Okay.
And if you can't guess the percentage, just guess which would have the least and which would have the most.
Let me just guess that our friends in Japan would have the least amount of eye contact. Mm-hmm. I would then say that the most eye contact would be with Brazilians, and in the middle would be Americans?
Spot on.
Yeah.
They say in research that it's 13% for the Japanese, so they're not going to always be looking directly in the eye during a negotiation. The Americans, 33%, and the Brazilians, 56%.
Yeah.
And we know that the culture will allow for more eye contact. We know that when we're speaking with someone from Brazil.
Right. But, you know, and I had no pre-knowledge of this. Uh-huh. But here's how I figured that out.
Okay.
I just want to tell
you. Oh, this
you.
Is interesting. Well,
yeah, because the culture, the Brazilian culture, the Portuguese culture, mm-hmm. is very emotive. And,
yes.
and the music is emotive, and the people are emotive. And having traveled in Asia and knowing mm-hmm. individuals of the Japanese culture, yeah, I remember that. Much more reserved, mm-hmm. much more low-key. And then, you know, then you have us. And
we're in the middle.
the mishmash that we are. Interesting. Okay, good, good, good.
This one's a little different. True or false? You know how kids count on their fingers, or they used to anyway, from 1 to 10. Is that a universal nonverbal gesture? Is that how, you know, originally we compute just using our fingers to count to 10?
I don't think so.
No, you're right. In India, for example, people count the tips of the fingers plus all the joints, getting a total of 12 for each hand. They don't use the thumb. It's not used for enumerating
really?
Or counting. And so they'll have three on each of their fingers. And they,
so there's four fingers, mm-hmm, three
mm-hmm,
joints.
And they have 12.
12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so counting, that is not something that would be universal, counting to 10.
So how would that come into a business?
That probably wouldn't come into a business situation. And
well,
you know what? I don't even know if it would in a school situation anymore, the way that they're teaching math and teaching kids to compute in their heads.
So that, but believe me, our 11-year-old comes home and we go, what are you doing? What is this thing called math? Yeah, it's... Okay.
Now, this next one does come into business a lot. In fact, we do a lot of work in our workshops on this with regards to, it is a universal signal of greeting, and that's the handshake.
Yes.
So the handshake varies in intensity from culture to culture. Which group do you think has the firmest handshake? I'll read you three groups.
Three groups have, firm handshake.
So the first group, Vietnamese and Filipinos. Second group, Germans and Americans. Third group, Egyptians and Moroccans.
Wow. That's a varied group. I think the more firm handshake would be Germans and Americans.
Yep, you're absolutely right. In fact, intensity of handshakes, you don't want to translate that by your own rules because there are cultural differences. And there many times in a culture it will be more of a light handshake, what we would consider a weak handshake in the United States. Germans and Americans, if you shake hands, we always say shake hands often and be conscious during that interaction, because then you'll know your intensity. Unfortunately, in U.S., there was a myth that went around about the late 70s, early 80s, that if you were successful, your handshake would reflect that, and it was almost a power grip. It's a greeting. And so we never want that intensity to be something that someone notices, but we will find that Germany, America, you're going to have a firmer handshake than in some of the Asian cultures.
Okay. All right. Whew. These are tough, you know? Put me on the spot.
Yeah. We don't think about nonverbals, and we oftentimes don't think about how cultures differ either, because we pretty much exist.
And again, back to the whole reason for this is because we're such a global economy, and it is not it's just not out of the ordinary that we would do business with people from different cultures.
No, and the important part, like of the quiz even, is that it's awareness. There are differences.
Hello.
Because a lot of times, if we're just not really thinking that differences are going to exist in nonverbals, then we're just not going in aware. So awareness is really the goal here. Do you want to try another one?
Sure, yeah. we're into this now.
All right. And this has to do really with the proximity people are comfortable with each other. In the following cities, try to guess how many times in 1 hour a typical couple in a cafe would touch each other. So they might touch the arm or they might touch their hands.
Okay.
San Juan, you have three. I'm going to give you three. San Juan, Paris, and London.
Okay.
So maybe you want to go with the high to low again, rather
the high to low.
The number.
All right. All right. I would suspect. I mean, you said the word cafe and Paris. And
a couple. They're familiar with each other.
Mm-hmm. This is really a tough one because my instinct is to say that the more PDA, public display of affection, would be my friends who are Parisian.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the culture in Puerto Rico is much more emotive.
Yes.
So I'll go Puerto Rico, middle would be our friends in France, and then London would be third.
You got it.
Yeah.
It would be, the actual numbers are San Juan would be 180.
Really?
Paris, 110. London, zero. Because they do keep the distance. In U.S., we like 18 inches of space between ourselves and the other person. That's why the handshake is so great. We can connect, but we're maintaining that 18 inches. The minute someone starts to put, in the United States anyway, their hand on top of your hand or on your elbow or on your shoulder to pat it, that's
kinda
getting into your space, and it can really be off-putting for people. We also have people that say, hey, I get the business hug, and that's not comfortable. And we'll always say, if you get the hug, someone is really appreciating seeing you. Receive it, but don't initiate it. And then once they hug you, just stay with them. Eye contact, smile. And when you release from the hug, put your hand out and finish it with a handshake. Mm. That puts you in line, especially if you're in line and you're greeting several people, and the second person knows you just hugged, but we're not on a hugging, we're not in that kind of a relationship. You're positioned to give them a handshake.
Yeah, and I think perhaps has this changed a bit in recent history? I mean, there is all sorts of... I spoke with business executives not too awfully long ago that have told me, because they are fearful of retribution, they don't even shake hands anymore with members of the opposite sex.
Shaking hands should be totally appropriate. There's no gender difference. The tendency to hug, in leadership development, we always talk to leaders, because some people just will say, I'm a natural hugger.
Yeah.
And we're like, you know what? If you're hugging some of your direct reports, and then you get someone new on your team, and how do they get that level of familiarity with you? We say, just give the handshake.
Yeah.
The handshake is always appropriate, and it's never going to be, because it maintains that distance, it's not going to be misinterpreted. Mm. Where a hug might be.
Got it. Okay.
All right. There are distinct units of nonverbal communication, and this is so important just to be aware that there are distinct units of nonverbal communication worldwide. Researchers have found, and then you tell me which number you think it is. Are there 250 worldwide, 500, 750, or 1,000?
Well, I don't know. read that question again.
Worldwide,
yes.
Researchers have found approximately how many distinct units of nonverbal communication?
I have no idea. I'll just go with a high number.
You're right.
Really?
There are 1,000. Mm-hmm. Worldwide. So there is a lot of nonverbal communication going on that we may or may not be.
And depending on the culture.
Yes, absolutely. That we may or may not be even aware of. I've got one more question for you.
All right.
This one we really think about at Tarot, and we talk about this psychologist, Albert Mehrabian, because he did some work to find out the meaning of a spoken message. And he has some statistics as to what percent comes from the actual words we say, what percent comes from the way we say the words, our tone, our emphasis, and what percent comes from the facial expressions and all the other nonverbal communication that we may express.
So which is highest?
Which is highest?
I'm going to stab at this because our good friend Carlos Alvarez,
yes, you know, he's probably beat this one into your head.
He's talked about this a lot. It's the nonverbal communication that really sends most of the message. Yes,
it sends most of the message. Over half of the message, 55%, 38% comes from how we sound. 7% is what we say. Now, what we say in business.
I think that's fascinating.
It's important, but if it isn't communicated with the body language and the vocal tone that's appropriate, the words are maybe not going to be valued or maybe misinterpreted. So this is so important to think about the fact that when we're communicating, it's how people are seeing us and how we sound that is carrying the message we're trying to give.
I think that is absolutely fascinating. And you're right. He has beaten that into my head numerous times. And why I find that so fascinating is how many times people labor over the words that they're saying.
They do.
Versus the way that they're speaking and the quality of the sound.
Yes, and how they appear.
Yeah.
You know, what are they doing with their hands? How are they standing? What's the facial expression? Because people are, you know, a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Yes.
And so people are taking that in, and then they're deciding how they feel about the message or what they feel the message is.
Deborah Renner is the Chief Learning Officer at Tarot International. We've been taking a look at nonverbal skill sets that would be very important, I think, to anyone who is working in the world of business, given our global proximity to each other. Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you so much, Michael. Good to see you.
Once again, that was Deborah Renner, the Chief Learning Officer at Tarot International. We were talking about nonverbal communication skills and how important that is to anyone's career. Good stuff. We will have links to Tarot International up on our radio blog. That wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, our production coordinator is Chap Ramsey. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Deborah Reiner, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.